89.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, welcome to the last hour of the show this morning. This hour is divided into two. The first part, we will conclude our conversation on the live telecast, the debate on the live telecast of the petitions tribune, especially the PPC, that's Presidential Election Petition Court, their proceedings, when they start. Then second part, after the commercials, we'll come back and discuss the PMB file. That's our coverage of a review, a series on the performance of this outgoing administration for the past 8 years or thereabout. Today we're focusing on infrastructure, so join us for that. In the meantime, let's start, let's begin. For those who didn't, who couldn't join us earlier today when we had that conversation, so this is it, right? The question is, should election tribunal be televised, particularly the PEPC, the Presidential Election Petitions Court? Should their processes, the proceedings there, be televised? Should it be telecast? Should it be broadcast on radio and TV? Do you agree with that idea? Because the argument is on. Now, do you think the live telecast of the proceedings for the tribunal will boost confidence in the judiciary? Because that's part of the arguments being put forward by the proponents of this idea. How does this affect the safety of the witness themselves, the key witnesses, in a country where you know what insecurity is all about? Will live broadcast of the tribunal proceedings promote transparency? Do you think that's what it is? Because it's a law court anyway. There's going to be verdicts given anyway. And there will be people that will be dismissed with the verdict anyway. They will proceed to the Supreme Court. Yeah, anyway. So, will it promote transparency? Will it boost confidence of the people in the judiciary? How about safety of the court workers themselves? If you can guarantee the safety of, say, a cop, can you guarantee the safety of everybody? Can we guarantee the safety of everybody? Some have said, look, you can refuse to show the faces of the judges, but you can show the faces of, you know, the senior advocates, the lawyers. You can show the faces of, you can blur the faces of the witnesses. But is that enough? Looking at this in a more broad approach, in a larger approach, do you think that the telecast of election, especially the Presidential Election Petitions Court proceedings, do you think the live telecast of this proceeding from the beginning to the end will compromise public peace, will compromise public order, or it will further bring that sanity, it will quell that tension, that apprehension, it will bring everything to rest? What is your position? Lagos, let's talk. We've got about 18 minutes or so to talk. 0700 993 993 993. Female only line is 01465 7190. That's female callers only. WhatsApp is 0809 597 5805. For those on WhatsApp, if you'd like to share your thought via the WhatsApp. We're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Let me know what you think about that. Everyone has got 60 seconds to share their thoughts, because this is pretty straightforward, though. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yes, please. From
welcome.
Well, I'm agreeing with Azu this morning. I don't think that televising it in everybody to hear what is going on is not going to do anything, because we are going to, let's look at the aspect of emotions. You can see some calls that came in this morning. Just as if this is what we want to hear and this is what they should say. It will mess with our emotions. See, there was a time I took some message three to Ikorodu High Court there. And they saw so many things there, as in how the lawyers will be defending something that is even not right. You know that kind of thing. It messes seized with emotions at times. And we knew what had gone wrong with the last presidential election. We still know what is going on now. We still know what it has caused in our life. So to me, I don't think that going, they have already been polluted. They are already polluted. So I don't believe, I don't have any trust in them again, to me. So whatever they want to do, they should just do. That coming open here is not part of me, Daddy.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought at the show. Good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Sherry. Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Okay, my name is Ike from Salt Lake.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yes. By my own opinion, I support live telecast.
Okay.
Because I believe we correct some errant judges, those who are corrupt, who, because they will look as people are watching them, they will not like to mess up. But this is done in secrecy. They will do the control manipulate. So I support any motion that will make them televise it live for all of us to witness it. Whoever fell, we'll find out it fell. Whoever won, we saw it. Nigeria belongs to everybody. That is my opinion.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. That's okay, Alex. Alex, hi, good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff. Hi again. Now, the thing is, we are in dire straits in Nigeria today. The authorities, the government should take every opportunity that it has, every opportunity that comes its way, to enlighten Nigerians. This is not about party. This is not about... I hear you say things about safety and all of that. You know what I told you about Nigeria some weeks ago? I don't know, a month ago, I can't remember. When I said Nigeria cannot help herself. Nigeria needs Nigerians to stand up for Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
If enough Nigerians stand up for Nigeria, the issue of safety... It will not be just a police job. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Every opportunity that is available to the government should seize it for public enlightenment purposes.
Right.
We've been talking about orientation. Just televising this alone will go a long way in reaching to the hearts of people. Yesterday, I told you about Maslow's pyramid of needs. Education is the one thing that everybody on that level of the pyramid, on every level of the pyramid, there are five key levels.
Thank you, Alex.
Education is the one thing that each level will appreciate and is useful to them.
Thank you. Thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, Onyemaduko, good morning. Good
morning to you.
For me, I don't want them to televise it or show the witness or the lawyers or whoever. You can see the whistleblower. We are hearing news that his life is in danger. They are stressing that guy. So any of them who will go to that court to testify and do all this, and you know how desperate these politicians are, please, because we lost a lot of lives. I don't want them to continue. Then this food dragging, they will drag it. The immunity will cover the man, and at the end, nothing will come out of it. So please, don't telecast anything or televise. So I don't know the grammar they always use.
Yeah,
don't
do that. Same.
Thank you.
Thank you too for calling. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please, good morning.
Sheriff.
Yes, please.
They should just televise it.
Okay.
Yes, we've seen people do things and nothing happened to them. We can't be afraid of these people, for goodness sake. Where will we run to? Do you understand? Where are we going to run to? There's always a question mark, a doubt on the judiciary. It's time they cleared their name. It's time they showed us that, yes, this is... I mean, if they come out to tell us seven people, how many people they are, out of how many people that voted, this is the decision they are taking on our behalf. We'll be able to know. Whatever technicality they are mentioning, we need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel bad, if you're going to be, feeling somehow about it, don't watch it.
Uh-huh.
We can't run away from them. We can't be running. They can't be threatening us. Good morning.
Morning to you, too. Thank you. Thanks for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Emeka.
Welcome, Emeka. Tell me.
Should it be televised live?
It should be, okay.
If I was called to come and represent, I represent my polling village.
Okay.
Plain 30004. Abolosho here. I represent them. If I was called to come and present what I have there, I will come down.
You'll go. You'll not even be scared of anything. You'll go and go and put...
Why am I scared? We are
exactly.
All Nigerians. All that is dying now. Can't die twice. You have to stand for the truth.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Emeka. Thank you. 8:13 is the time. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Please, I want this thing to be televised.
Okay.
I don't know what we are afraid of. Thank you. That's my opinion.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being brief. Nigeria, Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Cherry.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Emmanuel from Ikorodu.
Let's talk.
Yeah, my brother, I want to... My contribution is just to say that even if they televise the stuff, is it all of us that have power to watch? Mm. Is it all of us that have the time to watch? We need to run generator to watch this stuff, because when you are watching it, NEPA will just strike.
You may listen through the radio.
my brother, no radio, they carry radio. I beg. They should forget this stuff. Let them show us Tom and Jerry in place of that. Thank you, Baba. Mm,
thank you too for calling me. Let me speak to Baba G. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning.
Good morning. Yes, please.
When you talk about the live televised, I think Femi Falano made that suggestion. A very senior lawyer. Mm,
quite a number of people have, yes. Please
many
go
of them. That is what I said. Mm. Many of them. But it should be is a kind of entertainment to enrich us, you know, so that we can be able to understand one or two things about law, those of us who are not lawyers.
Okay.
But it will not change anything. Once the judges make up their mind, there is nothing you can do.
Mm.
For example, they've removed many governors. Today, televised is life.
Mm.
So just forget about all those that televised life. Those people say televised, that one will not favor you. Mm. It will not favor your candidate. And that is the truth. Even if the televised is like that, that will put up on people are referring to. That one is just a reconciliation, whatever.
It's an inquiry.
It's not like
of,
this
yeah.
one, they will pass judgment.
Yeah.
So people should just calm down. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Now let's go to social media. We've got our friends here. I completely support the live telecast of the Presidential Tribunal proceedings. I hear the argument on security of key participants, judges, lawyers, court staff, witnesses, etc. The question is, will not televising it prevent any security breaches? The truth is that whether you telecast it or not, if people want to be violent, they'll be violent. Not televising it will not guarantee security of those persons. However, what would televising it achieve? At the very minimum, it saves us the confusion of misleading headlines, narratives, relying on procured media, etc. Because we would have seen and heard everything directly. So there is more gain in live telecast than not. Thank you. I beg to differ. He put it together. Like what the contestants that just concluded, I beg to differ, would have done. Right? Thank you. Talking about influence. So it says it must be televised so that we would see their lips lying. Jazz Alta from Computer Village sent that in. Already made up his mind, I guess. Let me take this one here that says, what's your name now? Tosin. Tosin Oyedele says, the proceedings should be televised live if the results are and will be the one and only true result. After all, we should have access to these results ultimately. The only reason it should not be televised is if it needs to be doctored or reviewed. That's Tosin Oyedele who said that. CJ from Maryland says, if Kenya could do it with less educated population, why not Nigeria? Transparency is what the overriding interest is, and it will help the judiciary regain its integrity if they want to. That's CJ from Maryland who dropped that. CJ, thank you. I'm gonna take another one now. I'll come to the telephone in a moment, okay? Let's take this one that says, it's important to have live telecast for the election tribunal. Let's see what the judiciary can do. The INEC has done theirs and we are still living. Heaven never fell on anybody's head. Let's rate the judiciary once more. Francis from Omole sent that in. Francis, thank you. Good morning to you. That call dropped. We have quite a number of calls waiting though. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning to you.
I think if they don't have anything to hide, they should televise it so we can see everything ourselves. A lot of us don't trust them anyway, so that would be a good way to redeem themselves. And we learn from the process and the experience.
Hmm.
So they should.
They should televise it. Anyway. All right.
Definitely. I mean, they should.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Billy, for calling. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. Mr.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Nimosa.
This is who?
Nimosa.
Nima, okay, welcome.
Yes. And as much as televising this tribunal is very, very interesting.
Can you be more audible for me, please? We're struggling to hear you.
As much as televising this is very, very good, I will not support it.
Okay.
As someone had mentioned earlier, security purpose. Everybody is just, like, forgive me, people for using this word, sentiment. Like my candidate, their candidate. And at the end of the day, the security of whoever is there is not guaranteed. And this is Nigeria. Everybody wants to work in Nigeria. But okay, let's go and start televising what they do at their place of work and what they do personally and everything. If camera is put everywhere in Lagos, or even outside of Lagos and other places, who will be clean? So wanting a good Nigerian starts from us. And saying that they did not fear anything, all die, not die. Ah, may we not die in vain, Mr. Sheriff.
Oh deep. Thanks for calling me. Mba is here though. Let's pick him. Mba, good morning to you.
Sheriff, good morning. Good
morning to you.
Shalev, I just love this, your eyeglass.
Thank you. You're watching. Okay. Nice to know. Thank you.
Yeah, you are Thank welcome. You. Shalev, yeah. I have said it in the morning. Let him be televised.
Okay.
Let him be televised.
Okay.
So that we can see. I know those judges who will support the Apple, because we are the one who went and vote. And we suffered intimidation. We suffered a lot.
Like I asked you in the morning, let me rephrase my question now. Okay. Now that you're repeating the same thing. So if the result doesn't favor you, it's evil.
Shalif, it's favor. Even in this your stadium, you are
a... No, you need to answer me that question, though.
Okay.
You already...
If you don't follow me, if you don't follow, I will accept.
But you said you want to know the judges that are evil.
And so, we know the people who will support this kind of thing. And we'll go see.
So
you see the truth,
what I'm saying is, you already made up your mind as to what the answer should be, the right answer. You have the right answer with you, the right judgment, you know.
I will agree, quite all right, Chelif. There is nothing doubt. But I will know those who are defending Evo. I will saw them on the trail, just as I was watching you. I will know. Yes. Even when you defend them, I will also know.
You're swinging both ways. And I actually tried to educate you in the morning, you know, that in a law court, the two parties cannot argue the same way. That's why they're in the law court. Everybody wants to win. So I don't understand when you say, you know, those that will argue. and you want to live broadcast, David. Jonah, hi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, please, good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling you from the Bureau.
Quickly, let's hear you.
Yes, please. Mr. Sheriff, if our neighboring country, Kenya, can do that too, and the justice has heard, Nigeria also, we are the African giant, right? But we need to be transparent to ourselves, to be sincerely. I am one of the victims in my polling unit, from the presidential election to governor election. To today, none of my units have result have been counted, and we have casted our vote upon all our efforts. Igbo for Central Primary School, that Jamatu, it has not been counted. So let them just be televised. Let justice to be heard. When are we going to be true to ourselves in this country?
Okay, all right.
Nigeria now have become a place of not to say the truth. This is the capital name of us. Let just be saying the truth for once.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your thought. Bethel joins us, Ryan. Bethel is gone. Bethel, do try and call me back if you can, okay? I'd appreciate that. I think I'm going to squeeze in one more call. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Happiness from Ikredu.
Happiness, how are you?
Yes, sir. You should be televised live. Okay. Yeah, I want to see their faces. Okay. Eh? I want to see how their faces look like. Hello, sir.
The lawyers, Abi.
Let me see their faces. Okay. Or you don't want to see their faces.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm interested, but it's fine.
Enjoy your day, Sherry.
You too, Happiness. Have a good one. 8:22. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning,
Sherry. Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Adepalani.
Please turn off your radio, sir. Do that quickly. Thank you.
Yes. I want them
please
to...
Please turn off your radio, please. Thank you.
Hold on. I want them to televise this in line.
Okay.
For us to see everything that is going on. It's not fair to be hiding things. We are a giant of Africa. Why should we be afraid? We are human beings. They are human beings. No one is going to live on this earth forever. Even if you say, okay, you are this guy, say bad, and you want to murder him or kill him, one day it will be your own turn. But my belief is that 100 years will turn to one day in this Nigeria. They'll be suffering, but 100 years will turn to one day in Nigeria will be great. That is my belief in God bless Nigeria. Goodbye. Adekwelani from Kogi.
Welcome, sir. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. I'm going to speak to Tolu. Tolu, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah, why is broadcasting this has a lot of advantages? I'd say that Nigerians are too sentimental about this case for it to be broadcast live. I mean, just like an average human being, we don't have the emotional intelligence or the temperament to handle this. Who knows what will happen? You see how people argue and bet over football. The other reality show, I saw a grown-up man watching the eviction show, a big TV. He broke the TV because his candidate, his whatever housemate was evicted. So who knows what would happen if this goes like. For seeing their faces, what would happen? The people that have caught color white, black in their faces, what has happened? Impunity worship everything. So there's no big deal about it. Even if you have soldiers on every street, we don't know what will happen in different households. So it's not safe, I'd say, to broadcast this. We can't handle it. Thank you.
Tolu, thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. It's 8:25 now. Samuel, you've got 60 seconds to talk to me. Samuel, hi. Good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Okay, so for me, I just want to say that the court sessions should be televised for everyone to see. I don't know what we are scared of in Nigeria. Emmanuel Kant, he said that if the truth shall kill them, then let them die. I mean, why are we so scared that we now have to be hiding the truth because we feel some people are safe, are unsafe, I mean. And I want you to explain the security aspect of it. I don't know why people are scared of coming to testify, and the judges and the lawyers, are we trying to hide them because we feel that they would definitely lie or what? I want to understand the context of the security aspect of it. Thank you very much.
Samuel, thank you. I wish I had more time, but let me say this because I've heard hide now. The case, all the tribunals are not secret tribunals. They are not secret. Every case is a public case. The fact that they are not going to show them doesn't make them secret. You can go to the court to go and witness it. If there is space for you in the law court, you can go. So nobody is hiding anything. Please just remove that from my mind. If you don't see this thing on TV, it doesn't mean that it's a secret tribunal. It's still public tribunal. You can avail yourself the court if you want to witness them, right? But the argument is, should it be televised? We'll rest the matter here for now because we